you to know that I am deeply hurt and disappointed in that I look out over this crowd and there is only one person wearing orange. Well, you're right. Somebody said they don't know what you have on underneath. You're right. I don't want to know. You're right. I was hoping for better, but still. I am glad to welcome all of you garnet-wearing people to church today. And others. But anyway, we're glad to have you with us. Please do not forget, tonight we have the bowling activity. There's information in your Go and Serve about that. Does anybody know, is the sign-up sheet still out there? Yes, it is. So the sign-up sheet's still out there. It helps to know how many are coming. But even if you don't sign up, come, we'll make it work. So that's tonight. If you're interested in the Family Promise Gala, please see Shannon. She's waving. That she'll help you with that. Leisure timers. If you look on the calendar on the back of your Go and Serve, you'll notice that you have an event at 11 p.m. tomorrow night. And you're going to Shealy's. Weight Watchers. That's good. That's obviously an error. You're actually leaving at 9:30 tomorrow morning, okay? Not 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So 9:30 tomorrow morning. Finally, many of you may be aware of the news that I posted over the weekend about Robert Tollison, Andy and Mary Lynn Tollison's son, who died this week. Please remember and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. He has been very intentional about letting us know about the death and also the service information. So I do have the information that they will be at Dunbar in Irmo on Tuesday from 6 to 8 is the visitation. And then the service is at St. Andrew's Lutheran Wednesday at 2 o'clock. So please remember and keep them in your thoughts and prayers and be involved in that as well as you can. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, and it is an exciting day that at the same time we will be celebrating a baptism here with us this morning. So, and at the same time we're receiving new members who belong all to that same family. So, if Richard and Jean Kitko, if y'all would come forward, we'll start with y'all. They're joining the church today and have been around for quite a while, and we're glad to finally make it official. And daughter Lindsay Small and their son Gavin are also joining today, if they'll come forward. And if you will bring Grant with you, and Grant's going to be baptized. So we have quite a collection. And I have just realized, hang on. This candle has to be lit. Get in my pocket, there we go. In baptism, our Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ? As you bring Grant Eli to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities. to live with him among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and Ten Commandments, place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture him in faith and prayer, so that he may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Grant Eli grow in the Christian faith and life? People of God, do you promise to support Grant Eli and pray for him in his new life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection you set us free from the power of sin and death, and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Grant Eli Small, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, getting back. There you go, great. I'm sorry. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Grant Eli with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Grant Eli, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Please rise. Let us welcome the newly baptized and these new members. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Amen. Welcome officially. And Grant, that wasn't too bad, I hope. So anyway, we're so proud. You can blow a candle out, yeah. And we thank you. We're welcome. worship. Yeah, here we go. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A book. That's when he started doing his work and working for the good and doing miracles and helping the poor and the sick and all of those things. And then eventually dying on the cross and coming back to life for us. Well, we have that all the time now, too. We have our new life because of our baptism, and that's what we're thinking about today. And even though I have this new calendar, this is going to look old and shabby in a few months because I'll have keys to the lot, open it and close it a bunch of times. But my new life that I have with Jesus is always shining in me. Look how prepared. Thank you, God, for new beginnings. We have us to remember that our new beginning, you started a baptism in you.
First lesson is from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is from the 8th chapter of Acts. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard the Samaritan had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The river was cold. I should have expected that, I thought, as I stared down at the water swirling around my black rubber boots and took the first few tentative steps, testing the current and feeling my way carefully along the rocky bottom. I used the shovel in my hand for balance and stared at the others as they looked for just the right place to dig. Maybe you have been on an adventure like the one Nan and I took with our boys. This was several years ago when Michael and Jeremy were still at home, and we had taken them off with a family friend to a mining camp in the North Carolina mountains. I'm still not sure why we had decided to do that on the week after Christmas. Somehow I think Michael and Jeremy talked us into this. We had pans, we had shovels, we had black rubber boots, and we were going to spend the day in the river panning for gold. It was hard work. I should have expected that. But I guess I'd never really thought much about it. The people who ran the camp had helpfully reminded us that gold was heavy and that we would probably have to dig down about 2 feet under the water before we reached the level where the gold might be. Right. So there we were, standing in a freezing river, digging down through rocks and the dirt of the riverbed and fighting the current. And then when we finally brought up a shovel full of dirt and rocks to look at, we'd put it in a pan and spend the next 20 minutes or so bent over at the waist, our hands in that frigid water, panning and panning and panning. It was hard and it was tiring. One pan, nothing. Pan number two, nothing. Pan three, nothing. Pan after pan, it went on like that throughout the day. My back hurt and my legs hurt, but it was the funniest thing. We didn't find anything at all. None of us. But with each pan of dirt and rock, pan number 15, pan number 23, with each pan, it was a fresh start. Our eyes eager and searching, panning and panning and expecting and expecting and expecting. As the people were filled with expectation, our gospel lesson today begins so offhandedly, so matter of fact. The people were filled with expectation, it says. They were hungry for the hand of God, hungry for the word of God. Yes, maybe yesterday hadn't been the day, but today was a new day, and maybe this would be the day. Each day, every day, it was a fresh start, believing God, expecting God, exploring each moment for God. They were like children a week before Christmas, hardly able to be contained. As the people were filled with expectation, the gospel says, they were looking. Looking, looking for God to do something, something special, and something right then and there. It doesn't sound much like today. Most of us don't spend our days eagerly looking for God in our lives. Oh, we know He's there. We know He's busy managing things, but if the truth be told, many of us don't give God a whole lot of thought on most days. We don't live with much expectation that God is going to act in our lives. We don't expect much of God until we need Him. But God does the unexpected. He always has. Who would have expected that 100-year-old Abraham and 90-year-old Sarah could have a child? Who would have expected that Moses would see a bush aflame but which wasn't burned? Who would have expected David to kill Goliath or the walls of Jericho to come tumbling down or Joseph to be sold into slavery and end up saving his family and a whole nation from famine? God does the unexpected and more, much more. Who would have expected the Son of God to be born without notice in some smelly backstreet Bethlehem stable? Or who would have expected the Lord of all nations to need to be smuggled out of town to avoid some baby-killing soldiers? Or who would have expected the heavens ripping open at His baptism and the voice of God thundering from the heavens? Who would have expected a man who could still the storms of the lake and also the storms of our hearts? Or who would have expected a man who could heal the brokenness inside us and fill us with life? Who would have expected the Word of God to fill us with such wondrous words of God that ring so true and real? And who would have expected that the plan would call for Him to die? And who would have expected that 3 days later He would rise? And who would have expected it today? Who would have expected that God would be concerned with us? Who would have expected that God would reach into our lives even when we were just babies and bathe us in grace and make us His child? Who would have expected that the God of all the universe would be concerned with us, with watching over us and caring for us, with claiming us as His own and saying to us, "I have called you by name. And you are mine." We should have expected it. Our God does the unexpected. Our God is fresh and new. Our God is here and now. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
we should have expected it. In the river of his love, God has found his precious treasure. You. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, in our baptism you loved us, you chose us, and made us your own. Lead us today in lives that reflect an awareness of your mercy. Lead us today in lives that are responsive to your grace. Lead us today in lives that shine your light and give you glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. God, today we come to you in prayer for all your people everywhere. We pray for the many needs around us, O Lord, that all may know the fullness of your peace, your glory, your mercy, and your love. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you.
Thank you.
Lord, in your mercy. We thank you now, O Lord, for your grace. So seldom do we deserve your love, yet so generously you give it. We are yours, merciful Savior. Watch over us, keep us, forgive us, walk with us. We need you in every moment of our lives, O God. Be near and abide with us always. Lord, in your mercy, God of sending, from his baptism, Jesus began his mission to save us. As we remember our baptisms this day, send us anew into the world with your message of love. Give us zeal and commitment, energy and passion to share in both word and deed the good news of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church gather together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks, Jan.
It's my first thing I looked at. First. Oh, was that on?
Right over there.
Like, oh, that's what we're talking about.
Thank you.
That way in August to September too, because we used to go up to Cherokee, because that was the time my father would always carry us up. We went on vacation every time at Cherokee Indian Reservation around that time, and the water was always cold.
What fool convinced